亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神民重重的降罚于我。以利亚见这光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说，耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了，有一个天使拍他说，起来吃吧。他观看，箭头旁有一瓶水瓶与炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。耶和华的使者第二次来拍他说，起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力走了40昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。他在那里进了一个洞，就在洞里，耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中。风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中。火后有微小的声音，以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一人，他们还要寻索我的命。耶和华对他说，你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到了那里，就要高哈薛做亚兰王，又高宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯莱阿拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。将来躲避哈薛之刀的必被耶户所杀，躲避耶户之刀的必被以利沙所杀。但我在以色列人中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
好 ，Thank you. Please sit.
大家请坐。
And this chapter mainly talk about the prophet Elijah.
这一章在讲这个以利亚先知的故事。
Elijah is one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament.
以利亚是在旧约里面一个非常伟大的先知。
And he is one of the two individuals who did not see death.
他也是圣经里面唯二两个其中一个是没有死的。
He was carried up to heaven directly when he was still alive.
他是在活的时候被神直接接到天上去。
Everyone knows who's the second one who never see death.
另外一个是谁呢
？Enoch.
就是诺，那个亚以诺，以诺。
Okay, so it's the second one. Anyway, also Elijah is one of the two characters who appear both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那以利亚这个人也是在旧约跟新约里面都有出现的人物。
Now he appeared with Moses during Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain.
就是在耶稣在山上登山变相的时候呢，以利亚跟摩西就一起出现在山上。
Now in that instance, Elijah and Moses were with Jesus, and Jesus was in his original glory.
那时候耶稣他就是发出了荣耀的形象，然后摩西跟以利亚也在他旁边。
And they were discussing about Jesus' upcoming death, no, in Jerusalem.
然后他们在讨论耶稣之后在耶路撒冷要受死的事情。
Now the chapter, First King chapter 17 to 19, recorded the climax of Elijah's ministry.
那么这一章呢，就是讲到 this chapter, you mean?
17 to 19, three chapters.
Oh, okay. 然后在列王记上的17-19章是在讲以利亚这个人的先知工作的高潮。
And chapter 17 shows that how God answered Elijah's prayer that did not send rain for 3.5 years.
17章就讲到说神听以利亚的祷告，所以三年没有下雨，三年半没有下雨。
And in chapter 18, because he stood with the Baal prophets on the mountain on Mount Carmel.
然后呢，在十八章就记载了他在这个加密山上跟巴利的四百五十个假先知斗法的事情。
And they each lay build an altar and then lay the sacrifice, which is a cow, you know, on the altar.
就是他们个个都盖了一个坛，然后把牛杀在坛上面。
And the goal is to call upon their own god, whoever they are, and then the god will send fire to burn up the sacrifice.
然后他们要比赛的就是呢，各自向自己的神祷告，看哪一个神从天上降下火来，人不用点火，就直接把那个牲畜给烧了。
Now, there were 450 Baal prophets. They jump up and down, they jump around, you know, for the whole day.
然后呢，四百五十个巴利假神的先知呢，整天在那边跳来跳去，胡乱喊叫，可是呢都没有用。
And nothing happened.
就是没有火从天上降下来。
Yeah, Elijah not only that requests some water.
然后呢，以利亚呢，他还要人用那个水打了很多桶水。
Remember at that time there were no rain for 3.5 years. Okay, so rain, the water is very precious.
所以呢，大家记得那个时候已经三年半没有下雨了，所以水是非常的珍贵的。
And Elijah asked the water to be poured on the sacrifice, so it just kind of overflowed, you know, to the surroundings.
然后以利亚呢，让大家把那个水，倒在坛上，就让它更难着火，潮湿，然后连那个坛的周围都是水。
And he just prayed a short prayer, and God sent for fire.
然后呢，他就祷告，祷告完之后，神就从天上降火下来。
It's not only burn up the sacrifice, it burn up, lick up all the waters around it.
那不只是把那个生祭的那个动物烧掉了，连那个沟里的水都烧干了。
Now at the end of the days, the 450 Baal prophets were rung up and be killed.
然后到了最后呢，那四百五十个假神的先知就被抓起来杀了。
Now Elijah appears to win the big battles for Jehovah God.
所以以利亚呢，他为神得到了一个大大的得胜。
Now so in chapter 19 we called what happens after this duel on the mountain top.
那么十九章，也就是我们刚刚读到的这章，就是在记录在这个加密山上的事情，四百五十个先知死了之后发生的事情。
After this incident, the Israel king Ahab, you know, told his wicked wife Queen Jezebel what had happened.
这在这件事情结束之后呢，以色列王就是亚哈，他就跟他的皇后，是一个非常邪恶的女人，跟他说发生了这些事情。
And she got very angry at Elijah.
她就这个皇后就对以利亚非常的生气，非常愤怒。
She was the one who promoted Baal worship in Israel.
因为是她在推唱这个拜假神，拜巴利。
And she is a cruel. She was a cruel and wicked woman.
她是一个非常残忍、非常邪恶的女人。
And she would do whatever to get whatever she wants.
然后她是为了达到手段无所不用其极的人。
And now she swore that she's going to kill Elijah.
然后呢，她说我发誓一定要把以利亚给杀了。
Now, then what is Elijah's response?
那以利亚怎么样回应呢？
He ran for his life, right?
他当然就是逃命了。
He ran to the southern kingdom, Judah.
他跑到南国犹大去。
And strange enough, no, he ran for his, even though when he's running for his life, and yet he asked God to kill him.
很奇怪，就是他明明在逃命，可是还求神救他的命。
But instead, God gave him some food and some water.
但是呢，神却给他食物跟水。
And then he walked 40 days to Mount Horeb, which is the mountain of God.
然后呢，他走了四十昼夜，就到了何烈山，也就是神的山。
And he encountered God face to face there.
在那里，以利亚跟神面对面的见到了。
And the Lord gave him several orders.
然后神就给他了几个使命。
The first is anoint Hazael, a foreigner, to be the king of Aram, over Aram.
然后第一个就是膏那个亚兰王。
And which is the Aram is the modern day Syria.
这个亚兰就是今天的叙利亚。
And then he anointed Jehu to be the king of the northern kingdom Israel.
然后再立这个耶户为以色列的王。
And then anointed Elisha to be a prophet to continue his work.
然后再高一个叫做以利沙的年轻人来接续以利亚的工作。
Now let's look at this chapter, chapter 19, in more details.
现在我们就仔细来看十九章在讲什么呢？
Now this was what happened. Elijah won the biggest battle of his life.
这个呢，以利亚呢，他刚刚赢得了他这一辈子最大的一个战争。
He faced 450 Baal prophets with no fear.
他面对了四百五十个巴利的先知，他没有害怕。
And he won the duel, you know, decisively.
而且他是
决定。
然后他决定要去
决定性的。
哦，这个是决定性的一个战争。
And then he slew the kill all the 450 Baal prophets.
然后呢，到最后他杀了这四百五十个巴利的先知。
And the whole Israel, all the Israelites were behind him.
那么，全以色列人也都支持他。
Now a few years before this incident, he told King Ahab.
在这件事情之前的几年，他曾经跟亚哈王说话。
Which is the wicked king in the northern kingdom, Israel.
这亚哈王呢，就是以色列北国以色列的非常邪恶的一个王。
And he told him that if I did not pray, there will be no rain.
他曾经说过，如果我不祷告，就不会下雨。
And God listened to his prayer and did not rain for 3.5 years.
然后神就应允了以利亚的祷告，就三年半没有下雨。
And after the duel, then he killed all the Baal prophets.
然后在这个斗法完了之后呢，他杀了所有的巴利先知。
And he prayed, and God bring forth heavy rain right away.
然后他一祷告呢，就说下雨的时候，神就马上下了很大的雨。
So his credential as a prophet of God is not is have no question about it.
所以他确实是从神来的先知，这应该是他有目共睹的事情。
And everyone, including the king, look up to him.
包括国王哈，所有人都是敬畏他的。
And after this incident, I think he is on top of the world.
所以在尤其是在他这个斗法完了之后，他应该是非常感觉到非常感觉良好的。
And but when this wicked queen announced that her intention of killing him.
但是呢，这个皇后耶洗别呢，就是放话出来说要追杀他。
And he behaved like a defeated dog, you know, tucking his tail between the legs.
他马上就像一只丧家之犬，夹着尾巴逃命了。
And he ran for his life instead.
然后就赶快逃了。
And even more interesting, then he asked the Lord to take his life, you know, at the same time.
然后呢，他明明又逃命，又求神，干脆杀了他算了。
I think basically he felt so depressed, you know.
我想他是感觉非常的抑郁的。
Now when he could face the 450 Baal prophets with ease and confidence.
他在面对450个巴利先知的时候，他非常有自信。
And yet he dreaded this one woman.
但是他害怕一个女人。
He knew that this woman Jezebel was harder to deal with than the 450 Baal prophets put together.
他知道这个耶洗别呢，比起那450个先知加在一起还要难搞。
And maybe I think that he lost faith. He feel that he lost faith before this wicked woman.
可以说呢，他在这个邪恶女人面前呢，他失去了他的信心。
失了面子。其实 so he just lost his faith.
失了面子。
So that's why he just fell from heaven suddenly. He just fell down to hell, you know.
所以他可以说是从天堂突然掉到地狱了。
He felt that he has lost his faith because of this woman.
因为他这个女人的关系，所以他丢脸了。
This is kind of an interesting phenomenon, you know.
这是一个非常有趣的现象，是吧
？The higher you climb, the heavier you fall.
就是你爬得越高，跌得越重。
Have some of us got some similar experience?
那我们是不是也有过类似的情况呢
？One day you feel on the mountain top spiritually, and the next moment you feel so down.
就我们跟神的关系，有时候我们的灵命是非常非常好，然后怎么一下子就掉到很低的低谷了呢
？We have to be very careful when we want a spiritual victory, okay? Per se.
所以我们当我们得到了一个属灵的征战得胜的时候呢，我们反而要特别小心。
There might be a greater trials waiting afterwards.
因为之后可能会有更大的挑战在等着你。
I don't think God created this on purpose.
我也不觉得神是故意这样子弄的。
But at that moment, when we wonder, when we have that kind of spiritual experience, we feel like we are invincible.
但是当我们在一个非常好的属灵的境况里面的时候，可能我们觉得我们是无敌的。
And we think that we have the faith to take on the whole world.
然后可能我们太有自信，我们觉得说，哎呀，全世界都放马过来吧。
We forget about depending on the Lord.
然后我们就忘记了要依靠神。
A lot of time we like to take stock of our spiritual experiences. Take stock of our Christian spiritual experience.
就是有的时候我们属灵上面会有一些属灵的经历，是我们非常的引以为傲的。
斤斤计较，在计算今天的。
Okay.
We're always taking stock of that.
就是说在想说，我有没有一些属灵的经历？
And this is what happened to me on that day, on whatever day, you know.
就是说，可能我这一天可能神跟我说话，然后另外一天发生了什么事情。
I led so and so to Christ. I led so many people to Christ.
然后我带了很多人信主。
And I pray and God answered my prayer.
然后我祷告，神就回应了我的祷告。
And we overcome a difficult situation.
然后我们克服了困难。
And we feel good.
就感觉很好。
And we look at all this as the legacy and hold on to them.
然后我们有了这些过去的经历的时候呢，我们就会把它当成我们很重要的事情，一直拿着。
But the Lord wants us to look to him for strength.
但是主却要我们看他，从他那里得到能力。
For grace and for wisdom for every moment.
得到从他那边来的恩典，而且是无时无刻的依靠他。
And not focus on our past success or experience.
而不是看我们过去的成就，还有我们的经验。
Or else we'll feel discouraged if we don't have that kind of experience again.
要不然的话，我们如果再没有新的经历的话，我们很容易就会失望了。
You know, it's just like addiction, you know, right? If you don't have that kind of feeling, then, we feel disappointed.
那不是好像是毒瘾一样吗？就是有过那个经验，就还想要再那样同样的感受。
And even Elijah fell into this kind of trap.
就连先知以利亚都掉到这个陷阱里面。
This kind of emotional swing, you know, happens more than we want to acknowledge.
我们在属灵生命上面有的这些情绪的摆动，很多时候我们实在是不愿意承认。
Remember, one day Jesus entered Jerusalem on a donkey.
记得耶稣骑驴进入耶路撒冷的时候。
Everyone shouting what? Hosanna, Hosanna, right?
大家都在欢呼说何塞纳。
And then they put their clothes on the road for him.
他们用他们的衣服铺在路上。
And what happened a week later?
然后一个礼拜之后发生了什么事呢？
The same crowd, what did they shout?
这同一群人，他们
说什么？ Crucify him, right?
他说钉他十字架。
This move was swing just 180 degrees in just a few days.
就在几天之内，人们的态度就180度的转变了。
So don't feel too good, okay? When people say that you're a good guy, okay? Patting your back, don't feel too good, okay?
所以当有人说，你做得很好，然后不停称赞你的时候，你也不要自我感觉就太良好。
You don't know what will happen a few days later, okay?
因为几天之后会发生什么事情，你也不知道。
But anyway, we are not that much different from those people either.
但是我们跟这些人也是差不多的。
If we are not careful enough,
如果我们不小心的话
，so don't depend on this kind of emotion, you know, for our spiritual growth.
所以不要依赖着这些情感的经历来做属灵的成长。
Because it goes whatever goes up, some a lot of times will spiral down very rapidly.
因为不管怎么样，你有上去，你就有下来。
Now somehow that at this moment, Elijah wants to go to Mount Horeb. That's Mount Sinai.
这个时候呢，以利亚他要去到何烈山，也就是西乃山。
And that's the mountain where Moses met God, you know, quite a few long times ago.
那也是很久以前，摩西在那里见到神的那座山。
Now from where he was in Beersheba.
本来呢，以利亚他是在别示巴。
And to Mount Horeb, it takes about a 14-day journey by foot.
14. 然后其实走到何烈山呢，走路应该是14天的时间。
But the Bible recorded he spent 40 days instead.
但是圣经上却说他花了40天的时间走到那里。
I think the Lord wanted to educate him, you know, along the way.
我想神可能是让他在路上要学点功课。
And just like the Israelites, they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
以色列人他们在旷野里面40年的时间。
And they're walking in circles.
他们绕着圈子走。
And God wanted to teach them lessons that they have to obey him.
神要教他们的功课就是他们必须要顺服神。
Now in this case, I think God want him to learn that he should trust the Lord.
我想这个地方神也是希望以利亚学习一个功课，就是他必须要信靠神。
Instead of just keep complaining and walking away from his duties.
不是只要一直抱怨就好了。
Now the trip itself is also supernatural.
那么这个旅程呢，也是有很多超自然的东西在里面。
God only gave him two simple meals, just water and bread.
因为神只有给他吃了两餐，而且那两餐也不是什么了不起的东西，只有面包跟水。
And then he sustained him. He had less enough strength for him to walk for 40 days.
然后他竟然有力气可以走40天的路。
Well, I wish I could do that. Okay.
So 我也希望我也可以吃少一点就可以了，那我就可以减肥了。
Now the Lord tried to remind him that he's capable of sustaining him.
然后神就是为了要提醒以利亚说，神有能力可以支持他的。
And he still tried to take care of him, even though he's running away from his duty.
虽然说以利亚是在逃避他的责任，但是神还是在照顾他。
Now he got to a cave.
然后他到了一个山洞里。
And God seems like God is trying to give him a hard time.
好像神在给他的日子很难过的感觉。
不是给他一个 hard time, 就是给他一个故意为难他。
Oh, okay.
故意为难他。So God asked him.
所以神就
问他 what are you doing here?
问他说你在这里干嘛呢
Didn't you think God knows what he's doing there?
你觉得神难道不知道他在那里干嘛吗
Of course he knows.
神当然知道啦。
But he just want to Elijah to answer the question himself.
但是他想要以利亚自己回答这个问题。
Now instead of saying that I'm scared of Jezebel, that's why I'm running away right now.
那么其实实话呢就是应该是我害怕耶洗别他在追杀我所以我逃命。
But he's trying to make himself a hero.
但是他反而让自己就是讲一些让自己看起来比较好的话。
And he tell God that, you know, I'm zealous for God.
他说我为神大发热心。
So I'm your loyal servant. Everyone's, you know, walk away from you. I'm the one, only one who remain.
他说我呢就是你忠心的仆人，其他人都背弃了你，只有我留在这里。
And now they're chasing after me.
然后现在他们还要来追杀我。
Now the Lord asked him the same question twice. What are you doing here?
然后神问呢，他同样的问题问了两次。
And he answered the same way twice.
他也同样的回答了两次。
It seems that he's trying to tell the Lord that if he were killed,
好像他想要表达的意思就是说，万一他死了
，You have no one to serve you, you know.
哎，神就没有忠心仆人了。
You better take care of me.
那最好救我。
Oh, isn't that interesting?
这是不是很有趣呢？
He said he is zealous for God.
他说他为神大发热心。
And yet he hid himself in a cave.
可是他却躲在一个山洞里。
Now instead proclaim the word of God, you know, in front of the people like he did in Mount Carmel.
他本来是应该在那个像在加密山上一样，就是宣告神的话。
And when he faced the Baal prophet, he pronounced the word of God.
他面对这些假先知的时候，他也是宣告神的话。
But now he hid himself in the cave.
但是他现在却躲在山洞里面。
And then he told God, "I'm serving you."
然后他还跟神说，我是在服侍你。
Now the Lord then ordered him to step out of the cave.
然后呢，神就命令他从山洞里面出来。
And then you see that there's a big wind.
然后我们就看到有大风吹过。
And then followed by earthquake.
之后地震。
And then by fire.
然后有大火。
But God was not in any of those events.
但是神都没有在这些当中。
Now this kind of earth-shaking events was when the Lord appeared to the Israelites in the desert, you know, in the wilderness. This kind of earth-shaking events happened.
那我们知道，在旧约里面，在那个以色列人在旷野的时候呢，神出现的时候，常常就是伴随着这些很严重的超自然现象。
And in Mount Sinai, the whole ground was shaking.
在西乃山底下的时候，整个地都在摇动。
And there's lightning, there's thunder.
然后有雷声，有那个闪电。
And then there's the loud trumpet noise, you know, all over the mountain.
号角的大声的响，然后全山到处都听得到。
And everyone was shaking with fear and just say, "Okay, Moses, you go. Okay, leave us alone. Okay."
然后大家都很害怕，就说：“摩西，你去见神就好，我们不去。”
It's reasonable to assume that, you know, in the wind, those wind, those fire, God is going to appear, you know.
所以合理的推断就是说，当我们看到地震啊、大火啦、啊、什么之，那神就是应该要出现。
But he did not do so.
但是他却这次却没有出现。
Instead, he appeared in a very tiny voice.
他反而是出现在一个微小的声音里面。
As a matter of fact, this is how the Lord appears to us a lot of times.
其实呢，大部分的时候，神是这样向我们说话的。
We want to see God in His glory.
我们想要看到神的荣耀。
I want God to perform miracles.
想要看到神迹。
We want to heal the sick, seem to heal the sick.
希望神医治生病的人。
We want to feel His presence.
我们想要感受到他的同在。
He wanted him to impress us with his might and glory, his power.
让我们可以看得见神的大能跟荣耀。
To give us something that we can share with other people, see how great our God is.
我们想要得到一些这样的经历，这样我们就可以跟别人说：“你看我们的神多么伟大。”
Yes, he still performs miracles today.
当然，今天神还是会施行神迹奇事的。
When I was in college, you know, there's I have a pastor from Cameroon as my neighbor.
From where?
Cameroon, Africa country.
我在大学的时候曾经有一个牧师，他是那个非洲来的。
非洲来的好了。He told me one time he was when he was a pastor, he prayed for members of his congregation.
他跟我分享有一次他曾经为他的一个会友祷告。
And after the prayer, he turned away and tried to walk away.
然后他祷告完之后，他就是转身要走了。
And the guy sat up, you know, and was healed right there.
然后那个人就从床上坐起来，马上就被医治了。
And he was shocked himself because he didn't expect it himself.
他就吓了一跳，因为他没有想到神竟然真的会医治。
You know, my first car accident was hit by a train.
你知道我的第一次出车祸是撞火车。
No, so I heard the sound coming, so I was looking around. I didn't see the headlight. You know, the train has a big headlight on top. You know.
我是听到火车遥远的声音，但是我没有看到车灯。
So I was looking around, I didn't see the light, so I assumed the car is still far away, the train is still far away.
所以我就是看了半天，我没看到车灯，我想说那它还很远吧。
So I looked left, I looked right, but I didn't look up, you know.
我就是左右看，但是我没有往上看。
The light was up there.
那个灯在上面。
So I proceed to try to cross the real world.
所以我就是过那个铁轨。
I drive my car, okay? It's not,
我是开车的，不是走路过去的。
And of course, you know what happened? You know, get knocked off the track and then just kind of kick out, and the car was total.
然后呢，我就那个车子就被火车一撞，然后就飞得很远，然后车子就全毁了。
And the only injury I sustained is just a scratch on my hand.
很不可思议的就是我唯一的伤就是手上有点刮伤。
It's interesting enough, in the same town, the night before, there was also the same accident. Another guy hit by a train.
然后在前一天晚上就是在同一个城市里面也有一个火车的事故，有另外一个人被火车撞。
And that guy was sent to the hospital, you know?
然后那个人就重伤去了医院。
God still performed miracles, you know?
那我觉得神在我身上施行了奇迹。
Some people just say, "Ah, you are lucky," you know.
有些人可能会说你是很幸运吧。
But I'm convinced God performed a miracle, you know.
但是我确信是神的神迹保护了我。
But most of the time, God would rather communicate to each of us in a very small voice.
但是很多时候，神跟我们讲话呢，却是用非常微小的声音来讲话。
We have to pay attention. You have to be quiet down to hear Him.
我们必须要专心，必须要安静才听得到。
Several weeks ago, somehow I suddenly wanted to check my flight schedules.
几个礼拜前，我突然心血来潮，觉得说，哎，我来看看我的那个飞行那个飞机是什么时候。
You know, I work in California. I work in Menlo Park. You know.
因为我在加州工作。
So every week I fly down there and then come back. So I have to you know arrange the every week's flight.
所以每个礼拜我都飞过来飞过去，所以我需要常常check 我这个要飞的。
And usually I arrange the flight, you know, at least 2-3 months ahead.
那通常呢，我是2-3个月之前就买好之后的票。
So I have tickets all the way to next March already, you know.
所以现在呢，我就已经买好了一直到三月的票了。
But somehow I was prompted to check my flight.
那那一天呢？不知道为什么，我就觉得说，哎，我要来检查一下我那个飞机是什么时候。
And I suddenly noticed that I missed 1 week.
然后我就突然发现，我十二月有一个礼拜我忘记买票了。
God gently coaxed me, you know, to check the things, to check my schedule.
那我想这也是神给我提醒，就是让我去检查一下我的飞行日期。
A lot of time, God works quietly in our life.
这是一件小事，但是神有时候就是透过这些安静的小事来在我们生命当中工作。
The problem is we are so busy with our activities.
We 我们请领受神的祝福，愿我主耶稣。